The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Beer.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
His playing style.
I have a little bit of a prick in me, I think, a quieter one. It wasn't always comfortable, but I did it. And I just did it and, you know, accepted that was the way it was.
Coffee crisp.
I just hold on to it. I just hold on and I suck on it. Right in the roof of my mouth. It's unbelievable.
Whatever this is.
His speed was so fast, he would just take off. And then he beat Manning. Got a little distracted there.
It's time for Struds On.
Toronto Maple Leafs and their defensive issues. If you didn't see any news last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs were tied with Philadelphia Flyers 1-1. And then the mighty Philadelphia Flyers rattled off 5 goals in a row. Not over 2 periods or 2.5 periods. In 10 minutes, they scored the eventual game winner with exactly 10 minutes to go in the third period against Toronto Maple Leafs. And I go and I watch the highlights. I like going to NHL.com and watching some highlights. So I had to watch highlights of this game. And I was blown away by this second goal the Philadelphia Flyers scored by Claude Giroux. Basically, the puck is going up the wall in the Maple Leafs end. Janssen doesn't get there fast enough. It's the D-man pokes it back down behind the net. Konechny gets it behind the net. And actually, in some ways, he's wide open. The D-man who confronts him does not have a stick on puck. So what does that mean? That means when you're going to that area, you put your stick in front of the other player's blade, in front of the puck, so he can't make a direct pass. But the D-man decides not to do that, and which is Morgan Rielly, by the way. And he doesn't put his stick down in that area. So the puck goes right from behind the net, if you can picture it, straight. Konechny does a straight pass right into the slot to Claude Giroux, who's been a pretty good goal scorer over his career. Cody Ceci, he's the D-man, his partner. Cody Ceci, instead of having his stick on the ice, and if he would have put it on the ice, the puck would have literally hit his stick. Cody Ceci has his stick in the air just above his ankles, which doesn't really do much good unless you're playing the cello. He's got to get a stick on the ice, but that pass just drifts right through. Directly across from him is Austin Matthews, a center. And he's just on the inside edge of the circle to the left of the goalie. Guess where his stick is? His stick is in the air as well. If he puts a stick on the ice, there's a chance it maybe catches a little bit or just nicks it, or he's quick enough to react and just to stop that pass getting through. So that's three players now. Morgan Rielly, probably their best defenseman. Austin Matthews, one of their top three forwards. And then Cody Ceci, your guy's supposed to be a defensive specialist, all around the puck and in a position to make the right play, but not going that extra mile to make the final play. And then that coup de grace. Claude Giroux comes in from high, about top of the circles. He's going towards the net. And William Nylander, he's beside him. He can see that none of his players are anywhere prepared to deal with that chance. And instead of, you know, hustling to get down there and try to make a defensive play, straight leg it, kind of a golf stance, he just straight skates beside within like 2 feet of Claude Giroux, watches him shoot the puck in the net, and then just curls off to the side. So Janssen is making an error by not getting the puck deep. Not getting that when he gets the puck on the wall. Then the 4 other Maple Leafs player, Nylander, Austin Matthews, Morgan Rielly, all supposed to be top flight players for the Leafs. And then Cody Ceci, who's supposed to be defenseman, all contribute to making this a really easy go-ahead goal for Philly. Then after that, all hell break loose. Like, it's really worth watching the highlights because it's, you know, you score 5 goals in 10 minutes. It's an amazing pace that Philly does. I think they changed their coach. Mike Babcock's out. Sheldon Keefe is a good young coach by all reports. But when I see a play like this, where you're trying to get yourself going in the right direction, consistently, and it wins and losses, but just playing the right way, 5 players have a chance to make this such an easily defendable play, and they make it so easy for the Philadelphia to score, and really very little urgency at all. That's the area they have to clean up. Their defensive zone is really, really hard to watch. The good news is it's easy to change. But, Greg, it'll take a dedication and a commitment to it. And it starts with the guys I mentioned. Their top players have to do it, and it'll filter down through the lineup.